At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, some potentially life-saving advice for people with high blood pressure and a remarkable rescue effort caught on camera and how you could be missing out on some extra cash to travel. All right, let's get started. The top-selling vehicle in the United States is part of a major recall involving 350,000 trucks and SUVs. Ford says some 2018 models of its F-150 series have an issue with the gear shift that could lead drivers to think the truck is in park when it's not. The F-650 and 750 series may have the same issue, along with 2018 Ford Expeditions, which are all also included in the recall. Ford says it will notify impacted car owners starting next week. Consumer Reports estimates almost one out of four cars have some sort of pending recall that owners haven't addressed. To see if your car is included in any recall, you can go to the Top 30 Facebook page and find a link to the recall database. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, this is going to be huge. I kind of freaked out when I heard this one. H&M releasing a budget-friendly bridal line?
That's right, Kristen. Tying the knot can be expensive, with the national average cost of a wedding at $35,000. A dress alone can cost $1,000. To help with that, well, H&M has launched a wedding collection that won't break the bank, with dresses starting at about $200. Nestle is bringing Ruby Chocolate Kit Kats to the United States. The distinct color actually comes from the Ruby Cocoa Bean. No berries, berry flavor, or color are added. The product was first launched in Japan and South Korea, where it sold out in special stores within 30 minutes every day for the first week after its January launch. It's confirmed. Toy Story 4 finally gets a release date. Mark your calendars for June 21st, 2019. The franchise's last movie, Toy Story 3, was the first animated film to cross the billion-dollar mark back in 2010.
Well, it was kind of a long road for Toy Story 4 to get its release. What does this mean in terms of the bigger picture for the movie industry?
Well, last year, Hollywood benefited from growth in overseas markets as movie attendance slumped in the United States and Canada, the largest markets.
All right, interesting stuff. Thanks, Nicole. A new website wants to help find you the perfect cup of coffee. Trade is a new online marketplace that says it curates the best coffee on sale right now. It sells about 400 roasts from over 50 different roasters. Bags start at $7.50 and go up to more than $50. The site has a tool called Your Perfect Match that will recommend roasts based on what shoppers like. It asks questions such as, how bold do you like your coffee? And then recommends a roast. Trade also sells brewing equipment and offers tips on making the perfect cup. Coffee is a $45 billion industry. 59% of Americans drink so-called specialty coffee, but it's mostly consumed in restaurants. Executives at Trade say they want to help those gourmet brands get into people's kitchens. The company's head of coffee, which is his actual title, says, "We hope this is the moment where you start to think about coffee a little differently." The founders of the company say coffee tastes better at home. Well, we're a few weeks into spring now, and the transition from winter can be a dangerous one for your pet if you're not careful. Veterinarian Dr. Courtney Campbell joins us to talk about this. And Dr. Courtney, I think this is an interesting topic because when we go outside in the springtime, our allergies can flare up, but there are things for our pets that can be more prevalent during this time.
There are some dangers out there lurking, specifically parasites. Fleas, ticks, heartworms, and intestinal parasites. So it's always important to talk to your vet right around the springtime to get real good comprehensive parasite control. But I'm actually thinking of another danger, and that is fertilizer, lawn fertilizer. Pets love this stuff, and when they eat it in a huge amount, and it can cause muscle tremors, shaking, stiffness, and unfortunately, vomiting. And you don't know where this fertilizer is. That's why I always say, keep your pet close to you so that if they find this stuff irresistible, which a lot of them do, you can pull them in and avoid danger.
You know, when I think about dangers and our pets, I never think about gardening.
No, gardening is not typically dangerous, right? But I kind of have something very specific about gardening in relation to pets, and that is snail bait. Mm-hmm. The problem with snail bait, or things that kill snails, is it looks just like dog food. It looks just like kibble. Dogs eat it, and they may begin to twitch. And then they'll begin to twitch violently, and you need to see your vet immediately.
Dr. Courtney, I am so glad you're here.
Thank you so
much. We would have never known that. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our friend Headcrack over at Dish Nation has the hottest celebrity news. Hey, Headcrack.
Hi, Kristen. There's a lot going on. First up, celebrities like 50 Cent, Green Day, and Rihanna, and many more took to social media to congratulate Cardi B on a pregnancy. Cardi B responded to Rihanna on Instagram. The love I'm receiving is overwhelming. I can't thank you enough for always finding the time and share your support. Not feeling as much love on Instagram as the always hot 52-year-old actress Elizabeth Hurley. She posted a photo with her 16-year-old son and wrote, "Happy birthday to my little prince Damian Hurley." A lot of people went in on her because of the sexy outfit she was wearing, writing comments like, "What a pathetic example you're setting." According to Elizabeth, her son doesn't mind her sexy photos, and neither do we, Liz. Neither do we. And you want to make some cash? The popular app HQ Trivia is about to give away its biggest prize ever, $300,000, with the help of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Why, you ask? The Rock, of course, is promoting his brand new movie, Rampage, which hits theaters this Friday. Be sure you see it. Anyway, that's this week's Dish. See you next time.
Thanks, Headcrack. To stay up to date with the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. You know, beauty products can be expensive, and a recent survey estimated just how much men and women spend on them in their lifetime. The survey found women pay about $3,750 a year on items that can enhance their appearance. That adds up to almost $250,000 over a lifetime. About 30% of that spending is on items for the face, the most for any body part. And believe it or not, men aren't too far behind. They spend about $2,920 a year on items for their appearance, which is about $175,000 over the course of their lifetime. But looking good can make you feel good, and that's priceless. Well, here's a cool story. There's a mega church in Texas that just helped nearly 4,300 families and veterans pay off more than $10 million in medical debt. It was a matter close to the heart for Covenant Church pastor Stephen Hayes, whose family was bogged down with medical bills after a hit and run left him in a coma when he was a teenager. Now 34, Hayes and his church teamed up with a nonprofit, RIP Medical Debt. And for every dollar donated by the church, $100 of debt was abolished, bringing the grand total to $10,551,618 paid off.
Not only is the debt itself gone and paid, but also any negative impact that debt has had on their credit history is wiped clean.
Every single veteran within a 20-mile radius of each of the four Covenant Church campuses in Texas is now completely debt-free. Such a cool story. All right, a new survey says most people would rather take a pill than exercise in order to treat high blood pressure. So here to talk about it, Dr. Jorge Rodriguez. Doctor, it is so hard to go to the gym sometimes.
It is. It's tough to go to the gym. So I'm not surprised that people would rather take a pill to fix things. Yeah. As a matter of fact, taking a pill may be absolutely the right thing to do if you have blood pressure,
high
blood
pressure,
which is surprising. Most high blood pressure is genetic. So going and exercising may make your heart stronger, but it may not lower your blood pressure. Now, if you're overweight or obese, definitely working out helps.
Okay.
So it's incredible and it's important because one out of three Americans has high blood pressure. That's 75 million people.
That's a lot of people.
It is. And what you, the thing about high blood pressure is that it is working on your arteries without you knowing it until the day that you have a stroke, right, or a heart attack.
Yeah.
So if you have to take a pill for blood pressure, don't be afraid of it. You can still exercise, and if your blood pressure does go down, you can try you off the pill.
This is really interesting stuff. So what would you recommend for someone who has high blood pressure then?
Well, the first thing I would recommend is check to see if you do have high blood pressure. You can go to a pharmacy and have that checked. Mm-hmm. If you do have high blood pressure, be afraid of the disease, all right? Don't be afraid of the treatment. Go to a doctor, and if they recommend medication, take your medication. Save your life.
Yeah, good advice. Save your life. Dr. Jorge, thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Wells Fargo is facing hundreds of millions of dollars in fines for allegedly forcing auto loan customers into unnecessary insurance policies and also charging improper fees to mortgage borrowers. This will be the second big hit for the bank, who settled in 2016 by paying $185 million for reportedly creating millions of accounts that customers never authorized. And watch this dramatic video as children are dropped from a balcony while trying to escape a blazing fire at an Edgewater, New Jersey dance studio. Thankfully, nobody was seriously injured, and the town's mayor had this to say.
They didn't know what to do. The girls were trapped on the second floor, and they escaped due to the bravery of these two guys right here.
And some springtime snow in Chicago almost delayed the White Sox season opener on Monday. Groundskeepers got creative using mowers to move the snow from the field like a snowplow and sprayed water to melt it. And if you like traveling and are looking for an exotic destination, there's a brand new option for you. Developers just announced what they're calling the first luxury hotel in outer space. According to the hotel's website, Aurora Station will feature private suites for two, weightlessness, and the world's only authentic astronaut experience once it opens in 2022. The booking includes a 12-day trip to the hotel, which is 200 miles above Earth. Once there, you can take part in onboard experiments while orbiting Earth once every 90 minutes. So what's the price tag? $9.5 million. And the company is already accepting the $80,000 deposit, which, by the way, is fully refundable if you change your mind and decide to vacation somewhere on Earth instead. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 26 Houston, Ken Pridgen is dedicated to honoring the fallen service members of Texas. Painting over 13 hours a day, 6 days a week, the 83-year-old veteran is helping the community heal by ensuring these soldiers will never be forgotten. And his paintings have finally found a home with the grand opening of the Fallen Warriors Memorial Art Gallery in Houston.
We can't bring the kids back home, I know that, but we can do this.
Our next story from Fox 4 Dallas. A program started by the Arlington Police is keeping neighborhoods safe with the help of man's best friend. The Dog Walker Watch began in 2016 and has grown to include over 100 citizen volunteers. Now residents walking their dogs keep their eyes out for anything suspicious, helping their community stay safe with an activity they'd be doing anyway. Volunteers go through training on basic community policing and complete background checks. Any suspicious activity is called in, so they never engage directly. Our final story from Fox 46 Charlotte. Last year, Captain Makita Young was diagnosed with cervical cancer. With dreams of becoming a mother, she struggled to find a doctor that could treat her without risking her fertility until she met Dr. Aaron Crane. Now Makita is cancer-free with her dream intact. At her final appointment, she surprised Dr. Crane with a letter of commendation, a special recognition given to a civilian for notable work. Makita is now looking to apply to medical school so she can pay it forward. According to data from the Federal Reserve, about 70% of American adults have at least one credit card. But how do they use it? It turns out men and women end up swiping that piece of plastic for very different reasons. Researchers from American University compared men and women's approaches to credit card debt by analyzing responses to the Federal Reserve's annual Survey of Consumer Finances. In general, they found women tend to be more cautious with their debt than men are. For example, women are less likely to use a credit card to splurge on expensive luxury items. And on average, men tend to carry more credit card debt than women do. Researchers found men had an average of around $26,000 of debt, whereas women had an average of about $25,000. But since women generally earn less than men, they also are more financially vulnerable. That means women are sometimes forced to use their credit card to cover their monthly expenses. And while their approaches might be different, both genders can agree paying the bill is a lot harder than swiping the card. Spring is here, and it's time to get that yard looking good. It's all about the curb appeal. So with us today is landscape designer Robert Fisher. Robert, thank you for joining us.
I'm very happy to be here.
So how can we improve the curb appeal?
I always like to throw vines in a yard. You can mess up a very tidy yard in a very good way.
All right, so what kind of vines are we talking about here?
I love star jasmine. They grow fast. Trumpet vines grow really fast. And climbing hydrangea vines, they're so beautiful. Vines are great because they will hide an unsightly wall. You can wrap it around a post.
Are these necessarily cost effective? Because not everyone can afford to go out and hire a landscaper.
Yes. You can go to your favorite garden store in the neighborhood and get one. Get them in 1-gallon sized containers, and they're under $10.
Oh.
They're relatively cheap.
That's great. And a little goes a long way.
Exactly. They grow very fast.
Very nice.
They'll grow overnight.
Overnight? Okay, now that's my kind of vine. Thank you, Robert.
Welcome. Thank you.
Katie Couric has a new series on Nat Geo where she tackles some of today's toughest topics and most difficult conversations, like the ongoing debate over Civil War monuments. Here's a preview in today's Nat Geo Minute.
I think it's ridiculous that we give this man a space. Wow, he fought to keep slavery, so that's offensive because I'm black, so that would mean that I would still be a slave.
I value the ideals he stood for, freedom, individualism. How about other people of prominence who had slaves? Should we take all of their statues down as well?
America Inside Out with Katie Couric premieres Wednesday at 10, 9 central on Nat Geo. A grandmother in the Philadelphia area is battling cancer, and her granddaughter wanted to do something special to lift her spirits, so she gave her a makeover. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philadelphia joins us with this touching story. Hi, Mike.
Well, the grandmother's name, she happens to be a pastor, Pastor Sylvester Kennedy. Doctors told her that she had 90 days to live because she has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So her granddaughter says, my grandma always does everything for everybody else. So she wanted to do something special for her grandmother. This is it.
We thought it would be really good to kind of lift her spirits a bit, and hopefully inspire someone. We don't want her to give up.
Well, honey, you better go ahead and step back.
I'll tell you what, the entire time we were there, Pastor Kennedy never had anything but a smile on her face.
Mike, I understand even in her time of need, Pastor Kennedy was still thinking about other people.
Oh, that's so true. The entire time we were with her, what she wanted to talk about was Hannah House, which is an organization that helps empower homeless people, especially women.
What an inspiring woman. And of course, we all hope she gets well and keeps up the fight. Thank you, Mike. According to a new survey, women spend 6 full days a year just doing their hair. A huge chunk of that time is often devoted to straightening, which can also require a lot of money and chemicals. That's why we've got today's top 30 steal, a Luma hot brush at a special 55% discount. You simply brush your hair straight with this revolutionary styling tool. It only takes 60 seconds to heat up, and it uses high-grade technology to prevent damage. The Luma hot brush is a game changer. It can straighten any hair from thin and fragile to coarse and thick in half the time. The hot ceramic surface is surrounded by insulated bristles that contour to your head, protect your scalp, and safely heat your hair. The Luma hot brush retails for $79, but today you can buy it for just $35. That's again a 55% discount. And you can get this right now at shoptop30.com while they last. The average cost for a wedding in Canada is about $28,000, but millennials in Southern Ontario are shaking things up a bit. For instance, pop-up wedding chapels are now a thing, but think less Las Vegas and a little more traditional. A pop-up chapel at Toronto's Drake Hotel gives couples an hour each where they can have their ceremony in front of friends and family and then pop some champagne for a small celebration. That one pop-up chapel can host 8 couples in one day. And instead of a $30,000 wedding that required months and months of preparation, the pop-up package includes a photographer, a band, the officiant, and flowers for just under $2,000. And that's the appeal for millennials. They get to save the time and stress of planning and use their money for other things like a first home or travel. Some rare art from Picasso and Andy Warhol is about to hit the auction block, and experts say the pieces could fetch up to $150 million. The most expensive painting is Picasso's 1943 self-portrait in a striped sailor shirt, which is estimated at $70 million. Another Picasso painting, a 1964 portrait of a woman with a cat, is expected to get around $30 million. And Andy Warhol's 1963 painting showing Elvis dressed as a cowboy is also estimated to get around $30 million. Christie's auction house is selling the pieces and has listed the seller as anonymous, but several news outlets are reporting the paintings belong to embattled casino mogul Steve Wynn. The billionaire stepped down as the CEO of Wynn Resorts after sexual harassment allegations that he's denied. The paintings go up for auction next month. Many Americans miss out on money they could be using for travel. The finance site NerdWallet found that 32% of Americans don't have a credit card that earns points toward travel. Each of them are leaving hundreds of dollars on the table, adding up to about $22 billion every year. The average sign-up bonus for a new cardholder is worth about $450. Points earned in the first year can bring that to over $900. Some experts say sign-up offers have gotten more lucrative because of competition between banks. 10 years ago, the average sign-up bonus was about 16,000 points. Now it's over 40,000. It might sound tempting to run up more bills to pay for a vacation. In the NerdWallet survey, 34% of people said they overspend to earn more points. But financial experts say that's a mistake. It can lead to bigger balances that many won't be able to pay off every month. Any interest you pay will wipe out those reward dollars. And that's it for today's Top 30. Here's what's coming up on our next show. A new court ruling is a win for women who get paid less. And we talked to the man who knits a sweater to match every landmark he visits. Top 30 also covers more of the day's stories live on Facebook every day at 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Instagram and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.